I'm shook.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to everybody's favorite Hollywood Scandal podcast. It's Holly Shook. My name is Ryan, and as always, I am joined by the effervescent, I don't know.
I like
the,
that.
The always charming,
effortless,
sunny, effortlessly charming, effervescent Army. It's Armin. Hi, Armin.
Hey, Rye. How you doing? I can't believe back-to-back weeks for the first time in probably, I don't know, 9 months, we're doing a Holly Shook Scandal pod. Can you believe it?
I know. When you want to get the news to the people, you make time.
This
and
is true.
And as you guys know, we are the only podcast in America and also the world that gives breaking celebrity news. So we figured it's time to do our duty once again.
Celebrity news just didn't happen for 9 months. That's why we didn't podcast.
Mm-mm. Nary a thing happened. And also, celebrities know if we are not having the time to podcast, that there's no point in them doing anything because no one will report on it. So if they knew that our schedules were so busy, they're like, well, why even have a scandal? Because no one's going to even hear about it because nary an outlet will be speaking on it. So now that we're back, people are like, I guess we'll have scandals again. And we're like, okay.
We have an inverse relationship with celebrity business. So the busier we are, the less scandalous, the less busy celebrities are.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the less busy and scandalous we are in our personal lives. So we have time to, you know, talk about other people's gossip. Mm-hmm. That is when the celebrities come out and they do their thing. Totally inverse relationship. Yin and yang. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And it works for everyone. It's kind of like, symbiotic relationship. I don't know what that means, but to me, it's symbiotic.
And some would call the last podcast we did, the 2023 awards, a hard relaunch of the Holly Shook podcast,
if you will. I see where this is going.
You see what I did there? A classic Holly Shook segue.
We love a segue. As we hard launched our podcast.
Relaunched. We hard relaunched.
We hard relaunched our podcast. Someone
Bradley
else
Cooper. This segues perfectly into our next story, the first of our Holly Shook Hot List, the segment where we run down the hottest and in the latest of celebrity scandal and gossip. The first item in the Hot List is Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid planning a hard launch of their relationship at the Oscars. That's March 10th. We're recording this on March 5th. 5 days away, hard launch is coming, Rye. They're giving us 5 days notice as well. They just started dating in October. I don't know what's been going on since then. I guess it wasn't a launch. That's a pre-launch. We'll get into it. But Rye, immediate reaction. Bradley Cooper, Gigi Hadid. I thought Gigi was with Leonardo DiCaprio. I guess that fizzled. I guess she turned 25, perhaps. She's now with Bradley Cooper. What are your immediate thoughts?
I have a lot of reactions. I have a lot of reactions. First off, this is just by the books, not a hard launch. Because the point of a hard launch is that it comes out of nowhere, it's in your face, it's immediate, and it's definite. So they're soft launching their hard launch, which makes no sense. Because a soft launch, as we all know, is like, oh, I'll post a picture of like my boyfriend, but it's just his hand or something, or like, oh, like a photo of like the back of his head as he's walking away. It's like, that's a soft launch. And the hard launch is like photo of us together, like hugging or holding hands or whatever. So if they were actually hard launching, they would show up at the red carpet together to the Oscars, and that would be the hard launch. To prepare us for a hard launch actually defeats the purpose of a hard launch. So I already hate this.
Are you ready for this, Rye? They are not going to walk the red carpet together, according to an insider. So they're not even doing that. They're not even doing one of your stipulations for a hard launch. Bradley Cooper is walking the runway with his mom. Apparently, that's his custom. We love that. We support that. I do, at least. The runway. Sorry, I said runway. I meant red carpet.
I was like, wait, now it's a fashion show? Oh, God.
You don't know the Oscars runway? It's a whole thing. The red carpet. So he is going down the red carpet with his mom. That is a tradition.
Okay.
And that's great. I didn't know that either. That's what Page Six says, one of the most trusted sources in news.
Yeah.
We love them. But Gigi is going to meet up with him inside the event.
Okay.
I'm with you. Okay. Where is the hard in this hard launch?
Nothing about this is hard. This is the softest soft launch of all time.
This is the softest hard launch.
This is a flat launch. I'm done. Here's the thing. They're doing it wrong. Secondly, the Oscars, I mean, come on. Do it at the Golden Globes. Do it at the SAG Awards, the Film Independent Spirit Awards, the Oscars. That is classless to hard launch.
Like, it's too prestigious. The Oscars is too prestigious to hard launch it. Yeah.
After all of the like kind of pretentiousness that Bradley Cooper has been giving us this year with his Oscars campaign of trying to win an Oscar for a movie that nobody's wanting to see and or enjoy. Like, you're really going to hard launch. Well, not hard launch, but have this be your story at the Oscars. Like, you're trying to win an Oscar, dude, and you're going to bring Gigi Hadid. I'm sorry. You're canceled. And you're not winning the Oscar regardless. So come on.
Yeah. I feel like Bradley Cooper has spent 17 years trying to turn himself into the most serious of serious actors since his start with Wet Hot American Summer and Wedding Crashers, which, by the way, no shame in either film, and he was brilliant comedically in both. That's great, but yes, he's the villain.
So he
is the one dating Rachel McAdams while Owen Wilson is trying to get Rachel McAdams. So she's taken. Owen's in love with her from afar, but she's with this pretentious douchebag,
Bradley
Cooper. Yeah. Okay, which, by the way, he's great in it. And there's no shame in comedy. We've seen a lot of great actors like Robert De Niro delve into comedy after decades of seriousness, right? Like Meet the Parents.
Right.
Cooper is trying to reverse that brand image. And I think he's already done that, to be honest. But he is so committed to that.
He's trying too hard with like Maestro or whatever the fuck. And like nobody saw it. I'm sorry, dude. It's on Netflix. Like, it's just, it's fine. I haven't watched it yet. I'm not going to. I just think the flaccid launch at the Oscars is ruining your chances. I don't take you seriously anymore. I'm sorry. I don't.
Agreed. Quickly, before we move on to the next topic on the hot list, I want to get back into what makes a hard launch or a soft launch or a medium hard, soft launch, whatever, in the world of celebrity, at least, because I agree. I think the way that, you know, folks like us do it is maybe they appear on an IG story. They're not really in the main, you know, foreground of a picture, but they're in the background, right? In the periphery. And then suddenly there's like the in-feed post, and that's how you hard launch, right? In the world of celebrity, we have paparazzi. So Gigi and Bradley Cooper have already been spotted in photos together since October. I think the soft launch, I would argue at least, is the going out to coffee with that person publicly.
Right. Like, it could be a business meeting. It could be a date. It could be like a networking thing.
But we all know what's happening.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the soft launch. I would agree that the hard launch probably has to be in the realm of either an in-feed IG post, I think that still works for a celebrity, or a red carpet appearance.
Sure.
But what this is, I don't know what this is, especially the announcement of the hard launch. I don't think we've ever seen this. We've been covering this stuff for 5-6 years now. I don't think I've ever seen a celebrity go, so by the way, we're going to appear at this event together. That is our hard launch.
Yeah.
They normally just do it. I think, and you said that too, like they just show up and it's shocking. Oh my gosh. Like celebrity A is with celebrity B on the red carpet. Are they together? Are they not? And then sometimes there's the like insider afterwards that said, no, they just showed up as friends. That wasn't a hard launch. Like,
it's not like exciting. Like, you sent me this article today and I was like, okay. Whereas like seeing it live in real time at the ceremony would be a little bit more exciting. Not necessarily for me, because these are two people I don't really have opinions or thoughts on. So like, this is like actually one of the more boring celebrity couples that I would be forced to have to pay attention to, but I still would be more like, oh, that's weird, they're at the Oscars together, more so than like reading about how they're going to be at the Oscars together.
But not show up together, and they may meet up while inside. It's like, okay, what's happening?
Hug once and like make sure the cameras get it, and then like that'll be it. And I'm like, this isn't even like the Golden Globes where they're like at tables and like drinking and eating, like sitting in chairs. And I'm like, I doubt Gigi Hadid, famously non-Oscar nominated model, is going to be seated next to multiple nominated like actor/director Bradley Cooper. Like, they're not in the same row.
And his mom will take one of those seats.
Right, and famously his mom will be there. So I don't know what's going on here.
There could only be one other seat because, like you said, it's audience, you know, seating, theater-style audience seating. So in theater-style seating, it's not like a table. She could be at the table of 10. Sure.
Yeah, she's not. She's going to be like halfway back in like one random row. Like, I don't know.
She'll be in balcony seating.
It's not like a mingling event. Like, they're not mingling. So, like, what do you mean they're going to meet up in the ceremony? Like, they're going to say hi from, like, seven rows apart? Like, I'm done with it. I'm sick of it. And I can't wait for them to be on camera for half a second and people freak out. I'm done.
We're moving on. That's not even that hot to lead the hot list. Y'all are lucky. See, just the branding of this as a hard launch. You guys got lucky that it worked perfectly for my segue.
Yeah, it was a great segue, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
speaking of apologies, sorry, I had to apologize for messing up this segue. And speaking of apologies, Britney Spears is speaking out about the Justin Timberlake drama of it all. Okay, so as we know, Justin Timberlake is bad. Okay, so he sucks and is bad. His music's bad. He's bad. Everything's bad. So Britney like came out in her book or whatever about how Justin was bad to her, and like people were really mad at him after the book came out and all that stuff. And then he had the opportunity to like potentially apologize, but like, or at least not make a rude comment about it. Like, he could have just either not mentioned it or apologized. He didn't have to like go out of his way to be rude about it. He did, during a performance after the book came out, make a comment on stage saying, I just want to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody, which like is also a middle school ass way to like say something. And then he started singing Cry Me a River, which famously is about his breakup with Britney, which like, okay, fair. So everyone was like, okay, you're like a stupid idiot. Like, that was really unnecessary. And also like, what point? Like, you didn't make a point. Like, I don't know. It was weird. So it's just stupid. So then everyone was like, okay, you suck. Like, why did you do that? And then Britney has now, or like insiders from Britney's camp have now come out saying that his non-apology like dig was really triggering for her, because like, obviously, as we know, Britney has been through a lot mental health wise, especially, and that like his breakup, or him breaking up with her, was kind of like the start of her mental health struggle, that she kind of was under the impression that they were going to be together forever. So when he broke up with her, it was like very, you know, triggering. And so then when he brought it up again and made this really rude comment, people are saying that they really wish that Justin was more of a stand-up guy and would have just moved on, because he really did hinder her recovery. So it's like kind of like unearthing something that didn't need to be unearthed again. And as we know, we just want the best for Britney. So like, fuck off, Justin Timberlake. Just like, leave it be. And also, everyone already is mad at you after the book stuff. So like, why did you have to do something also dumb and annoying again? Because now people are going to be mad at you even more.
And I think it's such a reflection of the fact that for a very long time, he's always gotten away with, for the most part, everything. The Janet Jackson Super Bowl scandal. In the immediate aftermath, Justin got no heat for that.
No.
And frankly, it was overblown drama, right? I think we could all look back and go, what were we even like screaming about? Not you and me, but you know, I don't think either of us.
That was the first but for different reasons. That was the first boob I ever saw. I watched it live.
Really? That was the first.
I'm gay. That's how I realized I was gay. I saw a boob on live TV and I was like, I don't like that.
That was your first confirmation?
Mm-hmm. That's how I knew. I was like, Janet Jackson's boob? Mm-mm. And I love Janet Jackson, which also is why I knew I was gay.
I thought it was Boy Meets World. Wasn't it like Corey or something from Boy Meets World?
Well, I mean, yes, but I'm saying like in terms of like seeing a female body part for the first time, I'm like, ew, gross. Like, okay, now I...
Does nothing for me.
Yeah. And also it was Sean from Boy Meets World, not Corey, please.
Oh, right. Sean. Sorry. I was thinking of Sean, though. I knew it was Sean, and I said Corey because I mixed them up. How about the brother? What was the brother?
Sean. Oh, no. Sean was the name. Sean was the...
Sean was the best friend.
The brother was hot, too. I forget his name, but he was hot.
Oh, Eric. Was it Eric?
Eric. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. He was the one who would always say, Feeny!
I should rewatch that. Yeah.
I know. Topanga was my awakening. That's how I knew. Right? Yeah.
This is how you knew if you were gay or straight. Did you like Topanga or did you like Sean / Eric? Because all the straight guys like were fucking jerking off to Topanga at the age of 10. And I was not. I frankly was not. I was like, I want to be her friend. Like, I really want to be her close personal friend.
Those are one of the children of the 90s moments that you only get if you grew up in the 90s.
Topanga was hot, though. It's just like, I wasn't into it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Of course.
We're talking about Janet Jackson's boob, which also goes back to Britney Spears being triggered by Justin Timberlake's non-apology.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
I don't know what else to say other than like, fuck you, dude. You know what I mean?
No, and I just wanted to point out that I really do think that he has felt entitled to do whatever he wants and get away with whatever he wants, because for a long time, that's what's happened to him, right? He got away with everything and did anything and never really had to apologize for it. I think he may have done like a faux apology in the last year to Britney, but it was a faux apology. And that's why he had that, like you said, middle schooler-esque comment of I want to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely fucking nobody. It's such an unforced error. Nobody is asking you right now in this exact moment to apologize. I think that wave of Britney's book coming out and people being mad at you, it's come and it's gone. Like the wave, it's hit the beach. It's dissipated. It's no longer like at its peak.
Like I haven't thought about fucking like 6 months or like whenever the fuck it came out. So like, what are we doing?
Exactly. But I mean, that's the arrogance. That's the hubris, right? He feels like he could go ahead and say that and there will be no blowback. But now it brings it back to the surface of the news. And again, it's an unforced error. He doesn't need to do that. But when has he really ever faced repercussions? You know, he hasn't.
Yeah. It just felt like an unnecessary attack on our girl, Britney. And it's like, just leave. Just move on. Like, we're moving on.
That too. And combining that comment with singing Cry Me a River.
Yeah, like, we know, we get it. Okay, it's very on the nose.
It's so cold. Like, everything that she's been through, you're going to tell her subliminally to cry a river? Come on. You should be better than that. Aren't you, like, a father with multiple kids, and you have this wife of however many years now? Like, dude, right. Why are you still hung up on it? It was her time to tell her story. She was finally out of her conservatorship. She probably would have told this story 15 years ago, but she couldn't. So you should get the timing of it. So be the bigger man, right?
And also, like, stop reminding us that Cry Me a River was your last good song, okay? And it's been a long time, and no one else cares about any other song you've released since. So, like, let's move on. We're done.
That really was his last hit. And then he went 20 years with trying to be an actor, and that was mixed results there, and he hasn't done anything in music.
Yeah.
What was that? Did he do a country album in like 2016 that was a huge fail?
Okay, unfortunately, there is one song from that album that is literally such a bop that I love. But not anymore. Not after this. I will never listen to that song again. It's with Chris Stapleton. I'll give Chris Stapleton the credit, not him.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Even though it's fully his song. But anyway.
Well, I know this person won't be giving their ex-partner any credit for telling the truth. Do you like that segue?
Okay, stretch.
This next story on the hot list. It's about Tom Brady. So as most of our listeners probably know, Giselle has moved on to a new man, Joaquim, who was her jujitsu trainer. But according to inside sources, Tom Brady doesn't believe that their relationship, Joaquim and Giselle's, started after Tom Brady and Giselle separated. So, you know, I'm sure everyone knows Tom Brady, Giselle together forever. Tom Brady, you know, quarterback, 7 Super Bowls, Giselle Bundchen, you know, one of the hottest Victoria's Secret top supermodels of all time, together for like 15 plus, maybe 20 years. They announced their separation and divorce last year. She started dating this jujitsu trainer in June 2023, but he was actually the family's trainer for years. Insiders are saying that they started an affair probably dating back to 2021, but only after the separation did they make it official. And Tom Brady wasn't aware, but now obviously it's all public, and he's questioning the timeline. Let's just put it that way.
So I have a couple comments. First off, these are two of the most famous people that I have no knowledge on or about. I know absolutely nothing about either of these people other than their names. Like, I know he played football, and I know she's Victoria's Secret model. I couldn't tell you what either of them look like.
No way. Stop it.
I couldn't tell you what either of them look like. I don't know what team he played for. I don't know.
That's fine. I know you don't care about the NFL.
Sure, whatever that is. I don't know what she did other than being in Victoria's Secrets. And
well, that's what she did very famously and very well for many years.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I feel like people talk about them all the time. Like, what do you know about? Like, no one knows anything about them. You know what I mean? Like, they're random.
Oh, you mean they're like from there, a private life standpoint?
I don't know.
They have kids. They've done like documentaries about their lives, or at least Tom Brady's done documentaries about like his life as an athlete, but trying to balance that with being a dad and being a good husband.
Oh, wow. What a struggle. God, his life must be so hard. Okay. So do you think that she was cheating on him?
Okay. The only reason why I think this may check out is because Tom Brady was very famously just a freak when it came to like practicing and studying and being totally committed.
Studying? What is he studying?
The sport. You have to watch film. You ever heard of breaking down film, Rye?
I've heard of it. I thought that was like something they did in like the 1930s before there was like phones. I don't know.
No, it's the opposite of how we prepare for this podcast, or at least you. You know, before we hopped on, you're like, okay, so 2 minutes ago, I just started reading your outline.
Yeah, and I'm still coming up with new information that I'm just seeing that I have another comment to make about.
Well, Tom Brady, he watches like tens and tens of hours of, they call it game tape, a week tens leading up to tens. A game. He watches, you know, the opponent. Play. Well, he watches himself play, but he also watches the opponent that he's about to play to get a sense for how they play, right? Their schemes, right? Their strategies.
Ew, that sounds boring and dumb. So you're telling me I don't even want to watch the game when it's happening live, and then these people have to play the game while it's happening live and then rewatch the game while it's happening?
They rewatch their own games to see the mistakes they made and why they made them and try to fix their mistakes. They watch their opponents. So if they're playing a team, let's say on their computers,
movie theaters,
they have iPads. They watch it at home. They watch it sometimes
at home and watch it by themselves.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes together at practice, they have like they call it film session. They have like a movie theater room at practice, and they'll all together, the whole team, they watch a movie together, you know, sit back, eat some popcorn.
Sounds gay as fuck.
But yeah, Tom Brady.
Testosterone ridden, huge, bulky, muscular guys sit and watch a movie together. Weird.
And they critique each other's play and how they're positioned.
Oh, positions. Okay. Yeah. They're not beating the gay allegations anytime soon. And then they run around in tights and tackle each other. Okay, got it. And slap each other's asses. Sounds yes. good. That's why she's cheating on him, because he's fucking his team. Sorry, I had, yeah. I had a glass of rosé before this. Now I'm on my second one.
And you're fantasizing just a bit right now.
I suddenly love football now that I know more about what happens behind the scenes, actually.
By the way, here's a tie-in to our first Hot List story. Tom Brady is now dating. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Say it. I'm going to let you say it.
Because now Tom Brady is dating Irina Shayk, who famously used to be dating Bradley Cooper, which I only know because of this podcast. I saw that and I was like, I can't wait to make the connection.
Well, you did. You didn't need me to. You made the connection, yeah.
So yeah, anyway, if you guys missed that, Tom Brady is now dating Irina Shayk, who also the only reason I know who that is because she was dating Bradley Cooper. And then if you guys forgot, we just talked about Bradley Cooper. So it's a fun little tie-in, a little Holly Shayk tie-in.
And here's a tidbit. Giselle, during the NFL season a couple of years ago, flew to Costa Rica. Now, they did just announce their divorce, Tom Brady and Giselle, but Joaquin flew to Costa Rica and stayed, or well, we don't know if they stayed together, but they were in Costa Rica for the same 2 months. And the source was joking that Giselle must take her jujitsu very seriously to fly out Joaquin for all 2 months so she could continue her training. Yeah, she's not missing a single day. So that tidbit, I think, kind of illuminates the fact that there's no way you announce your divorce in October, and just like 7 months before that, in February, they made an announcement, you know, that they were so happy to like start his post playing career together because he was going to retire, and he is now officially retired, but at the time, like, we can't wait to like have Tom Brady as a dad and as a husband and all that. Well, he returned for one more season, and during the season, they got divorced. They announced their divorce, and she goes out to Costa Rica. Joaquin follows her.
It's sketchy. Like,
it's sketchy. Yeah, it must have started well before the separation, the official separation. So, but you know, Tom and Giselle are doing well for themselves, I'm sure. You know, Tom Brady, he has his own podcast. He has Irina Shayk. You know, he's competing with us now, right? He has a podcast. He's competing
what
with
does
us.
He talk about the films?
He a little bit, actually.
Oh, God. He sounds boring. I don't think I've ever heard him speak, and I don't want to.
I'll send you clips from his TikTok.
Leave it to the professionals, I guess. Okay, so you need to do the next category, because I'm sick of Tom Brady. I don't know who he is. And I'm excited about this next one.
This next one was probably the juiciest story of the last few months. So you need to
do like a slight breakdown of what's going on.
Yeah. I almost feel like I should start in reverse, in the sense that nobody... Well, okay, I think I got this right. I think I know how to break this down. Okay. All right. Our last item in the hot list, everyone. It's the Kate Middleton disappearance. So, hashtag where is Kate Middleton? Here's the thing with this story. It didn't really start to become a story until the last month or so, but Kate Middleton hadn't been seen in public since December. We're now in March. She has finally been seen. I'll get to all that. Just wanted to lay out all the groundwork. Or what's the or?
Was it really her? Drama. People are saying body double.
Do you remember the Trump body double stuff with his wife? What was her name again? You don't remember that?
The Donald Trump body double?
No, his wife. What's his wife's name?
Ivanka. No, not Ivanka.
No, not Ivanka.
Melania.
Melania. Do you remember the Melania?
He could be married to his daughter, for all I know.
There was the whole Melania body double story that
I remember. There's a body double story about her, but I can't keep up.
I know. There's too many body doubles.
I forgot about them.
Okay. So she was, you know, just seen in public for the first time, perhaps. It's either her or her body double. Yeah. On March 4th. So this just happened yesterday from when we're recording. But let's go back in time just a little bit. She hasn't been seen since December. In January, she was hospitalized. At first, the royal family and the, you know, royal, you know, PR team. By the way, imagine being in PR and you're like the royal publicist. You're not just any old publicist. Like what's your job title? Oh, I'm the royal publicist. I'm the royal communications manager.
How did you apply for that? Like, was it on Indeed? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, you're going through LinkedIn and it's like, ooh, the Royal Palace has a few openings in their comms department.
Can't hurt to send in the resume. Like, what?
So the palace said that Kate would be hospitalized for 10 to 14 days for a mystery surgery. And then she returned.
That's one of the theories.
Let's wait until theories, but yes, perhaps. Before she would return home to continue her recovery. And they said that she would not make her next public appearance until March 31st. Or at the very least, that would be the first time she would resume her public duties. But people started to get curious. What's going on? Where has she been? Like, really no public appearances? We're really not going to see her until April?
I didn't know that they announced that she wouldn't be seen.
They did.
That kind of changes things.
Yeah, in January. And then we find out it's an abdominal surgery. It was a successful surgery. But again, between her health issues and also King Charles's health issues,
right,
the speculation just started to run wild, run rampant. Now we could get into the theories. So you brought up one of them. BBL, Brazilian butt lift.
BBL.
Some people said just a general mommy makeover.
What's the thing that was popular where they take the fat out of your cheeks?
Oh. Remember?
That was like a thing this year and everyone looks crazy.
Yeah, everyone looks like really gaunt. What is that?
It was like something. I know what you're talking about.
Buccal, right? Buccal?
Fat removal, yeah, maybe it's that. Yeah. But then the video or the picture of her being spotted for the first time, and I don't mean this in any shady way, she definitely still has cheeks, so don't think it was that.
Another thing that happened was William's godfather passed, and neither of them attended the memorial.
Oh,
so people got curious about that. That was like fanning the flames a little bit, right? Yeah. You can't even come out to show up for a funeral. You know, I get that you had surgery, you know, a couple months ago. And this funeral was like last week, by the way.
That's sketchy. There's another theory, which I actually am going to decide is the one I believe. Did you see the Willy Wonka Glasgow?
Yes.
Experience that she was the unknown. Because, you know, like there's the person wearing the mask who came out from under the mirror.
Right, right.
And there's like, oh, they're like, that was her. She was the unknown. She was just prepping for her role as the unknown. I'm like, yep, that's it.
Love it. Okay, I'm in.
Here's my reaction. I had not heard about this until the past 4 or 5 days. So I was getting caught up on all this via Twitter, or X, formerly known as Twitter. And so I thought it was weird that like it kind of blew up this week online a little bit more. And then they have the photo of her from yesterday in the car. And I'm like, it's giving, oh, people are catching on. We need to show that she's still alive or whatever.
Yeah, and there's even a quote here in this, I think it was like a page six article or something, but there's a quote here that the palace like hates giving updates, and they have like a motto. What was it? Let me see. Oh, never complain, never explain.
Yeah.
That's their policy. We don't need to explain shit. We're the royal family. Like, people could speculate all they want.
You actually have a lot of explaining to do, royal family, on multiple different topics. Like, not just even this. I need explanations on most of what goes on.
Yeah, their entire lives are bankrolled by the UK public. You know, no one would like this kind of scrutiny, you know, like, for the most part, in their personal lives.
Don't be royal. Don't be royal.
Then don't take all the advantages of being royal, having, you know, a bunch of like taxpayer funded employees that are just like servicing your like every aspect of your livelihood, you know, like every aspect of your day to day lives. Like, I bet they don't do their own grocery shopping. You know, they don't do their own laundry.
They don't do shit. They just like lay around and get surgery and stuff. I'm like, okay.
An Easter public appearance where they like shake a few hands and kiss a few babies and everyone applauds and goes, wow, you're so sweet. Look at you. Do a little photo op with that elderly couple. Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. And then you go back into your cave and do more surgery.
More surgery in the cave. One thing about me is I don't care about the royal family, which is why I just spent the last 10 minutes talking about them, but I don't know anything about them. I'm bored. Like, they're annoying to me. And like, Prince William used to be hot and now he's not. So I don't know what else they want me to care about.
I found a very detailed Reddit post. Should I read some of it?
Sure. Great breakdown. I'm not going to understand it, but yeah.
I mean, this is fascinating stuff if you care about the royal family. So I'm going to credit the Redditor, BQZS. That's their username. So according to them, here is what doesn't fit with this whole story. For one, the surgery was planned, but Kate had other events on her calendar that were then canceled. That doesn't make sense if the surgery was planned. Clearly, the surgery actually happened on much more short notice than they're admitting.
Okay.
Two, why is Kate's situation shrouded in more secrecy than King Charles's? Doesn't make sense. They've been a lot more transparent about what's going on with him. Again, she had not been seen for several weeks prior to the surgery. There are non-life-threatening abdominal procedures. But this recovery time is pretty extensive. Her birthday was the 9th of January. Again, wasn't seen. Usually they have like big birthday bonanzas. They said that she wanted to spend her birthday being pampered at her parents' house, which is, like this person is pointing out, kind of strange, you know, because they have so many homes and so many places they could be, but she's going to spend it at her parents' house, like away from the public eye entirely.
And also, once again, like, your only job is to have parties and be pampered publicly. So like, now you're just not doing your job.
And this is a great point. I didn't know this, but this checks out. She did a photo op, full hair, full makeup, holding her newborn within 24 hours of each of her children's births. So whatever's happening here, it must be much more difficult for her not to be able to even do anything weeks after whatever's happened, let alone now months. Again, I mean, this goes on. This person did a full deep dive. I want to say this is 10,000 words. This is longer than one of my outlines for our episodes, right? This is some good investigative work right here. I like this sleuthing by this Redditor. Shout out to BQZS.
Thanks, BQZS. I'm going to have to read that because I actually now am intrigued. And it's on our outline, which I read
Well, no, not this Reddit post.
You had two Reddit posts?
Well, the other Reddit thing linked to another Reddit thing. So I sent you the other Reddit. I've gone Reddit, down what they call the Reddit rabbit hole.
Yeah. One thing about me, I don't get Reddit. So I'm not going to ask for more information. Just send me the link. I don't get it.
I sent you the link. It's the top comment. Okay. It's the top comment.
Okay. So basically, I need to know, what was the surgery? Did it actually happen? Was it actually a surgery? Was something else going on that they're just trying to hide? And also, what's going on? Point being,
we have a lot of questions. This may be the college admissions scandal of 2024, where we don't stop talking about it for months.
I hope there's something fun and cool happening behind the scenes.
Normally, we're not royal people, though. We hardly ever covered the royal family, you know?
And thank God, I'm bored.
this is intriguing, though. This is the first time. This is the first time I think we actually have some interest.
First, even the Meghan Markle, of it all, I couldn't really get into, because I'm like, I don't care. But this is interesting, because I love it's like a murder mystery. No one's murdered that we know of, but there is a mystery, and I love a mystery.
It's a surgery mystery.
A surgery mystery. You know what is also a mystery? This is my segue.
What is it?
Why the fuck I'm having to hear the names Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright this often in the year of 2024? Why?
I thought we got rid of them in 2021.
I wish we had. Because why in God's holy name am I watching a 1 minute and 49 second TMZ interview of Brittany Cartwright on the street? And why do I need to know every detail? Okay. So basically, we're moving on to...
Really quickly, should I just say it's the next segment?
No, I was about to say, we're moving on to our new segment that Armin came up with. We're now out of the Holly Shook Hot list, and we are into Bravo Business.
Let's
Bravo
go.
Bravo Business.
We love Bravo Business.
If you guys like alliterations, then you're in the right podcast. Because one thing about Armin, he's coming up with an alliteration, and he's going to make a segment about it.
I don't think I could do a segment properly unless it's an alliteration. That's the only
way. It has to be an alliteration. And I love... I'm sorry. I'm a slut for alliterations. Oh, God. My second glass of rosé is hitting. I need to eat. Okay. Anyway. Point being, we're into Bravo Business, which is all the businesses about Bravo. And if you are even slightly in the Bravo verse online or just watching the shows, you've seen the rumors that Brittany Cartwright moved out of her house with Jax Taylor. Now, there's not much to say about it. You know, she goes on her podcast, which is their podcast, but I'm assuming that he was not on this episode of the podcast.
That would be great, by the way. That would make a great podcast.
Also, did not know that they had a podcast. Oh, wait, no, I did, because they were like, we're announcing a big thing and thinking there was going to be them back on the show. And then it was we're doing a podcast.
Also, anyway, in the premiere of the new season of Vanderpump Rules, didn't Sandoval talk about how sad he was that Schwartz went on that podcast and talk shit about him?
Oh, did I don't know. I can't. This new season of Vanderpump Rules is so boring that I can't even remember what happened. It's going in one ear and out the other. That's another topic on Bravo Business another day. But so basically she's like, marriage is hard. I'm groundbreaking fucking opinions from Brittany Cartwright once again.
Yep.
The people's princess, Brittany Cartwright, always one with words. So she did say, marriages in general are very hard. Okay. No one has ever thought that before. So basically they moved out, or she moved out, and they're taking it one day at a time. I don't know what the future holds. Right now, my focus is being on the best mom to Cruz. Oh God, their name is Cruz. Then she says, pray for us and everything will be just fine.
Vintage Brittany. Vintage Brittany.
Last week, here's the thing. I used to love Brittany. A celebrity.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Until last season. The last season she was on Vanderpump when I could not stand her ass. But anyway, rot in hail is still one of my favorite lines on Vanderpump Rules of all time.
Ugh, so good.
Point being, they are like separating. Huh. Funny timing, considering their brand new reality show called The Valley is premiering on Bravo in the next couple weeks. Now, what's that smell? Oh, that's a publicity stunt that I smell wafting through the air. But don't worry, Brittany knows that you think it's a publicity stunt. But she wants to make it clear. I just want to make one thing clear. And that is that my life is not a publicity stunt for anything. There have been so many changes since the cameras went off. And I just want to make that very clear. No publicity stunts here. Look, if you have to say the word publicity stunt more than once in a statement, it's giving publicity stunt.
Thou doth protest too much.
And look, I'm fine with that. We all we're watching the reality TV show because we want the drama. If you have to fake a separation to get us to watch the show that nobody asked for, then do it. But what are we doing pretending like this isn't a publicity stunt?
The thing is, the whole structure of reality TV, frankly, is like stunt after stunt after stunt with like some semblance of real, right? Like we know that there is some reality baked in there, but at the same time, you know, they're not just going out to dinner as a large group every, you know, 5 days. And they're not just having that like one-on-one talk at like the den on sunset like Lala and Ariana did this season. Or whatever else they do to like try to like craft some like story on or off camera sometimes even.
Also, you literally need permits to go film in these places. Like they plan out where they're going. Like this isn't like, hey, want to go grab lunch? It's like, no, they've like had like 8 months of preparation to get you to get that lunch.
So to be like, oh, my life isn't a publicity stunt. Yes, it is.
Yes, you're it is, girl.
Like, you're not a singer. You're not an actor. We're like, yeah, okay, publicity stunts. Like maybe we question him or not, because like you could just be, you know, I don't know, Bradley Cooper and not hard launching your relationship with Gigi, just like actually just being a human. But like your whole like fame is built on living your life. So like living your life is a part of your fame. It's not Brittany Cartwright put together that great performance, you know, in that Oscar nominated movie. No, you don't do anything else other than get in drama while living your life and having cameras on you. That's the whole thing.
She doesn't have the opportunity to hard launch at the Oscars. Like if anything, the People's Choice Awards. Okay. So what are we doing here, honey? And look, here's my thing. Just own it. Like just own it. Because guess what? Unfortunately, I have a gun to my head now and I will be watching The Valley. Okay. And part of that is because I need Kristen Doty back on my screen. If there's one thing about me, I'm a Kristen Doty apologist. I will watch anything she's on. But now I have to, because I need to see how terrible Jax is. And I do believe that it's all Jax's fault and Brittany like just finally snapped out of her delusion and was like, this guy actually is as bad as he always was. But now I do need to watch the show, and it worked. So just own that it's a publicity stunt, because it worked, honey.
Well, here's my favorite thing, is that nothing has changed between Jax and Brittany, like, or them individually. So Jax came out and said that, no, actually, Brittany is living at home. She moved out, but she's back. And, you know, we were trying to spend some time apart, but like, we're good now, right? And then a day after Jax came out with those comments, Brittany came out and said, no, that's not true. Like, I'm still living away from him, and that Jax is not trying to save their marriage. Quote, it's Jax, so he's not really trying that much right now. Whenever you fight with somebody for so long, there's only so much you could take. And, you know, I deserve better. And then she goes, and this is the most Brittany statement of them all. If he switches some things and changes some things about his life, then maybe we can get back together. But right now, I don't know. No, we do know. You will get back with Jax, because that's the cycle. You're saying if he switches some things and changes things about his life, you've known him for 10 years and he never changes anything. Jax is Jax and Jax is. And the raw in hell is because he cheated on you. He cheated on you, Brittany, and continue to do so, but you don't care. So I bet you, whether or not this is a publicity stunt, and it is, or even if it's a publicity stunt like rooted in some truth, I bet it is, because it's freaking Jax. Like, who wouldn't want to spend some time away from him?
And here's the thing, is like, they want the fame. Like, they crawled back to every podcast that would ask them to be on it during Scandoval. They clearly said yes to the Valley. Like, it's not like they don't want to continue being relevant. So I'm like, just like fucking deal with it. Like, give us a good TV show and we'll forgive you.
And they'll be back together in no time. I wouldn't be surprised if this separation is being filmed for season two of the Valley.
I hope so. Well, I don't know. Do we want a season two? Only time will tell. But I will be watching, unfortunately. And really mad about it.
Well, speaking of a separation,
everyone's giving me nothing, so I'm like, maybe the Valley will give me something, but I doubt it. They all have like kids. I mean, everyone on fucking Vanderpump has kids too, so what am I talking about?
Well, we'll see. We'll keep an open mind. But speaking of a separation, right?
There we go.
Ooh. Kyle Richards, who, you know, as we all know, is separated from Mauricio Umansky, has
news best.
Has gotten new ink, right? Some, just like you and Kyle.
I know, me and Kyle. Mm-hmm. She copied him.
She copied you. Got some new ink. Got a new tattoo. This new one, however, is a cowgirl hat. It's not the K. It's not the other tattoo. Oh, the K was Morgan Wade's. What was the tattoo that she got that Mo got mad about?
I mean, all of them. Oh, like, okay. I don't know.
Well, it's not any of that. She got
tattooed K onto Morgan Wade. Body. Right.
So it isn't an M or a W. It's a cowgirl hat tattoo. Mm. But some people are speculating that the cowgirl hat is a symbol for Morgan Wade, because Morgan Wade, she's a country singer, right? That's her whole thing, cowgirl hats and whatnot.
It is famously her career, yes. That's her whole thing. I'm like, it's her career.
It's like a vibe she leans into. No, it's her entire career.
Her thing. I'm like fully like what she does for a living, but yes, it's her thing.
There's no confirmation though that the tattoo is for Morgan Wade, but you know, right? The entire Bravo community is going crazy over it. What do you think? Do you think the cowgirl hat is just something that, you know, Kyle wanted to do for herself with zero connection to Morgan Wade, or do you think that maybe she's hinting towards the blossoming potential new relationship? I don't know.
So I, first off, don't give a fuck because Kyle can choke. nary have I been more disappointed in somebody during a season of Real Housewives. But my thing is, it's either about Morgan Wade or it's a homage. I almost forgot how to say that word. It's an homage to the infamous Kimo Sabe, aka the hat shop in Vail or Aspen or whatever, where they go and have drama.
But what did she want to forget about all that? She hated all that. That was horrible. That was like the worst trip of her life.
In Kyle Richards fashion, she's desperate for anybody to talk about her, so she will bring up the Kimo Sabe of it all if she has to, even if it's a tattoo on her body. Now, realistically, do I think it's about that? No, I think it's about Morgan Wade. But, you know, my PR brain that I don't have is beginning to think if she has to react, she'd be like, oh, no, it was like an homage to Kimo Sabe because of like blah, blah, blah. And that could be like her reaction and her defense.
Speaking of soft, hard launches, what's happening with Kyle and Morgan Wade? This is neither a soft nor hard launch. I don't know what freaking launch. This is like a pre-soft, hard launch. It's too much teasing. It's a tease launch. Oh, are they going to come out with it or not?
There's the video of
the music video
at the people. Well, there's a music video. Then there's the People's Choice Awards. There's a video of them on the red carpet together. And Morgan is clearly rubbing her ass like a little bit. and people freaked out about that. And then, like, I'm just like, are you guys dating? Or, like, not even dating. Like, just, like, say, like, you guys aren't friends. I'm sorry. They're not friends. Morgan mm-hmm. Wade is a fucking flaming lesbian. And she is not just, like, hanging out with Kyle Richards for, like, the good time, like, the laughs. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Kyle's just such a great conversationalist that they just have these amazing talks. They have to be around each other all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't happening. And then there's, like, the Mauricio of it all, where I'm like, what are they doing? I'm just like, first off, Beverly Hills sucked this season. It was so bad. Mainly because they, like, made it seem like the whole Kyle Mauricio thing was going to be this whole thing. And then gave us literally nothing the last 3 minutes of the finale. Okay. You made me sit through some of the most boring episodes of reality television I've ever seen in my entire life. Just got three so minutes bad. Of you being like, kind of, we're not together or whatever.
The one salacious comment, though, but you can't give us one salacious comment like in an entire season. You got to give us more. But it was the whole line, which a lot of people have clung onto, the line that Mauricio did this one thing that made me lose my trust in him forever. And there's just no going back because of that one thing that made me lose his trust. While at the same time, like, he never had an affair. So what's the thing? Like, you know, he didn't, like, I don't know, pick up, get your, like, coffee order right? What's the thing that made you lose your trust in him?
And she'll never tell us because she's fucking annoying and bad and stupid.
The theory online? Do you know the theory online, Ryan?
No.
Him and Dorit affair. That's the allegedly, and that's why she's so mad at Dorit, and that's the thing that would make
mad at Dorit, and also like the PK and Dorit thing, like they're obviously like how he stayed in London for what, like 40 days or something? Was it 40 days? Right. Make that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could see that. Honestly, if Mauricio and Dorit had an affair, awesome. And thank you. And let's get it on camera. Okay. I need Andy and a camera. Cause like
they had chemistry. They seemed to really dig each other.
Bitch, I would cheat on my husband with Mauricio. I don't care. I would ruin my friendship with my best friend if Mauricio was there, just always like kind of just around being stupid and like saying stupid things. Like I'd be like, yes, daddy. But anyway.
Yeah, and Mo and PK, I don't know. I don't see the same love affair anymore between those two. So
Mo and PK are not friends anymore either. There was drama. Okay, I love that theory. I had never heard that theory.
Is that official? I don't know if they're not friends anymore. I just haven't seen
it out.
Yeah. They did like it. I like it. But we need more action is like I think our whole point on this. There's not enough action here. It's a pre-tease launch. Yeah, let's get into some stuff moving and happening, okay?
Yeah.
Enough of the tattoos. You know, I want to see y'all hard launch at the Oscars at least, okay?
Please get invited to the Oscars. You know who almost was invited to the Oscars when she was with her ex-husband or whatever? Were they married? Anyway.
They were, yeah.
Vanderpump Rules star Lala Kent is pregnant with baby number two. And my first reaction is, how? Okay. Whoomst. What's happening here? Is she the second coming of the Virgin Mary? Like, what? Who impregnated her?
It could be many, many people. It's very, you know, it's a donor. So we don't know.
Is it a donor? It's confirmed.
Well, according to Lala, she said, quote, we've got all our... You really don't read my notes, do you?
To be fair, I didn't have time to get to this last story. I did see it on Instagram, though, but I didn't read any more into it.
She said, we've got all our ducks in a row. The donor is secured, which I'm super excited about. It took a really long time to find the donor because, you know, it's strange. It's like you're shopping for your partner, but only to have a child. So there's a lot that goes into it. But the moment I found this donor, it just spoke to me. He felt like my baby daddy. So that's where we're at. The moment I could go forward with the IUI, then we'll be there. So it could be, you know, you could come to LA, Rye, walk down the street and walk by Lala's baby daddy. It's very possible. It could be any one of the millions of Angelinos walking the streets.
Doesn't necessarily have to be someone from LA, though.
Either. That is a good point. Yeah, while I was saying that, I realized it could be someone from anywhere. I don't know.
Wait, so they haven't impregnated her yet? She just found the person.
No, she is pregnant.
Oh, she is pregnant. Okay.
Yep.
What's an IUI?
You're asking too many questions.
Well, one of us has to look into this story before we report it, and it's not going to be me. I love
intrauterine insemination. Intrauterine insemination. This is a medical podcast now.
Yeah. You guys want medical advice? Come on down. So basically, I'm happy for her. I think she may potentially be one of the only people bringing even the smallest amount of entertainment to this season of Vanderpump Rules. And for that, I'm grateful. And I think like this will be a kind of a fun and cool, like, I know it's stupid to be like, this is representation, but I feel like this is almost like kind of a cool representation of like, you don't have a partner who's like trustworthy and going to stick around, but you still want kids, like go for it, bitch. Obviously it takes a lot of money that people don't have to be able to have this situation, but good for her.
No, I agree. Taking on the challenge as a single parent. Yeah. She has a lot of advantages that most single parents probably don't have. Definitely don't have. But shout out to Lala for not sticking in an abusive relationship with a guy who like has been accused of being a horrible predator.
Right.
You know, especially like not just to stick around for like the fortune, not the fame. She already has that, but the fortune.
Right, but the fortune, yeah.
Yeah. So she's made the right move. And I agree. She's like the only person bringing it this season. And I like that her storyline doesn't revolve around being like a parent necessarily, like Sheena's. I know you love Sheena, so I'm not talking.
I know,
shit.
But I'm kind of like, we gotta.
Yeah, I like every episode, the whole I'm uncomfortable with someone else babysitting my kid. I get it. That sounds like a legitimate anxiety. I think most parents relate to. But I'm tired of it. Let's move on.
Yeah, like postpartum depression is like very real, but also like I don't want to watch that on my TV. I'm like, get drunk and yell at people again. Come on, the show used to be fun. The show used to be fun, and now there's a suicide hotline number at the end of every episode, which like is not funny, but like, what? How did we get here? Anyway,
11 years of a lot of abuse, awfulness has led us to this point. But Lala seems to be in the best place she's ever been. So shout out to Lala! Congratulations on baby number two.
Yes, and what geographical item will you name this baby after?
Wait, what's her first baby's name?
Ocean.
Oh, right. And then
Ocean and Summer Moon.
Summer Moon.
I'm like, I hate all of you.
Do you think the second baby for Sheena will be Winter Sun?
It'll be Winter Sun. Lala's will be Mountaintop. Mountain Range. No.
I feel like River. River is going to be the next one. Ocean and River. Ocean and River.
Oh, wait, that's kind of cute.
You love it?
I hate that I love that.
You usually hate baby celebrity names.
Separately, I hate them, but if they were siblings, I'd kind of be like, wait, that's kind of cute.
It works as a tandem. Like, individually doesn't work, but you love it as a tandem.
Yeah. I do, just to like wrap up the Vanderpump Baby drama of it all, I do kind of love that Summer Moon Instagram has been a point of contention on this season because Tom Sandoval blocked Summer Moon, who is fully a 2-year-old infant, and Sheena took it very personally. And I'm like, Summer Moon's Instagram, which remember, before Summer Moon was even born, she had an Instagram account, and that was like a point of contention for me that for I was you. Mad that an unborn fetus embryo had more followers than me.
So I think in 1 week, Summer Moon had like 100,000 more followers than both of us combined.
Yes. And I was like always so mad. So I'm like, I love that Summer Moon's Instagram is still a topic of conversation and creating drama because I was actually the first one to fight with Summer Moon. And me and Summer Moon famously had the first feud. And now Tom Sandoval is coming for my gig by trying to have a feud with Summer Moon.
You were Summer Moon's very first rival. And for that, you know, you'll never be forgotten in Sheena's, I think, orbit and in her life and her memories. She'll always think fondly of you.
Mm-hmm. Didn't she like she something? I feel like she reacted to me being mad about it.
Oh, I do think she sent you some joke comment.
Like, I don't know. I feel like she like responded being like, that don't follow. I don't know. Me and Gina go way back. But anyway, yeah, this season's boring, but whatever.
It is. Well, speaking of following on social media, follow Holly Shook. Help us pass Summer Moon on social media. We're everywhere. We're on the X. We're on the Instagram, TikTok.
If we don't pass Summer Moon and followers by the end of this episode, I'm never coming back. So just yes. Find mine. And we can't wait for you guys to see that. And also, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for listening. We hope you'll join us next week, or maybe next month, or maybe next year. Who knows? You'll never know. This is a hard relaunch. So you know how those goes. Those goes. And those go. I
have to get soft at some point. Anyway, had a great time, and thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you when we see y'all.
Bye.
Bye.